I don't know. I meant to send you an early text, Pat Johnston, and I forgot to. Just to check out gas prices. Or did you notice?
I did notice in certain areas. I saw over $3 again, $2.99. Some places that haven't changed yet from those $2.60, $2.70 prices. So you might want to jump on that if you're on the road early this morning, since I don't believe that that'll be the case later on today.
That's what I'm guessing. I was just doing a gas buddy check, and there's still it's the range. I see some of those 319s, but I still see some. I see a 261 in the area too. I noticed it this morning and did find a station still on my route that was 279. So I topped off the tank.
Oh, all right, very good.
Well, since it wasn't freezing cold out and the wind wasn't blowing, I thought, why not?
Right.
And right. Hey, if I can save 40 cents. That jumped in, so okay.
Have you seen any reasonings for?
No. New Year's weekend coming up, travel. I don't know. You know, could have said the same thing for Christmas.
That's right.
I don't know. You know,
what I was wondering.
Just because it was time. I guess we'll see if everyone jumps on board. I don't know. As strange as gas prices have seemingly been in some cases, of the 260s to the 270s to the 280s to the 290s.
Okay.
That's the observation.
I just looked up Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy. And
he's got a statement out yet?
He tweeted something 4 minutes ago. Well, this is an outlook for next year.
Oh, okay.
It says Gas Buddy issues the 2023 fuel outlook for 2023, and he says it will be nearly 50 cents per gallon lower than 2022. Okay. Semicolon, $4 though remains possible.
Patrick,
there you go,
so DeHaan, that's not Johnston.
Yeah, I know. Edging your bets a little bit with your prognostications.
Okay, so covering all bases.
There you go. Lions will Lions next year will have a great chance of getting the Super Bowl. Maybe they win four games.
That's what it sounds like.
In a way.
All right. Take that for what it's worth.
Right.